We know the Syrian refugee crisis represents a problem, but what represents a solution? We'll find out today. And a criminal investigation is underway in Jamaica. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Lebanon is straining under the weight of Syrian refugees because they make up nearly a quarter of the country's population. Refugee kids are most at risk of being forced into labor or being trafficked. World Mission's Greg Kelly says being part of the solution requires a both-and approach from the body of Christ.
If there's a way that we can parallel meeting some of the physical needs of these refugees with the gospel message, which World Mission provides in our solar-powered treasures in the Arabic language, that's the winner.
Why? Well, because it's an unprecedented opportunity to reach Syria's people.
Doing ministry in Syria is a far different task than doing ministry in Lebanon, being the only country in that part of the world, in the Middle East, where it's not illegal to convert from Islam to Christianity.
World Mission partners have asked for help. How will you respond to their call? Most, if not all, gospel workers on the field are ready to count the cost of sharing the hope of Christ. MNN's Lindsay Koh shares this heartbreaking story from Jamaica.
The Christian community in northern Jamaica has been rocked to the core. Police have finally released some information about the death of 53-year-old Harold Nichols and 48-year-old Randy Hensel, American missionaries serving with teams for medical missions. Both men were shot on their way to check on a house they were building for a needy family. That's what they did. They built houses, helped the poor, provided medical care, and did Bible training, all in the name of Christ. As for why they were targeted, police don't know. What they can say is they have made 3 arrests. More questions than answers at this point. Both men leave behind families. The Nichols were weeks away from a stateside furlough. Their ministry team reminds us that we serve an amazing God who is able to bring beauty from ashes, and it's in Him that we put our trust. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Raise your hand if you think Christianity is dying in America. If you do, you may want to hear what Matt Morrison of E3 Partners has to say.
To say that Christianity is dying in the United States is really only half the story. It's shifting. And it's shifting in some really exciting ways in particular.
Morrison is referring to an article he wrote about the trends of the local church. For example, as millennials leave the traditional churches they grew up with, smaller churches are popping up all over the world. Think rabbits versus elephants, says Morrison. Small rabbit churches reproduce quickly, cover more area, and allow for more one-on-one discipleship and evangelism opportunities.
God is doing some really exciting things, and as our generation kind of begins to rise up, he's doing things that's unique to us.
Morrison says the best way for American Christians to respond is to share the gospel, demonstrate it in your life, and to get involved with God's global mission. Speaking of global missions, this summer, Forgotten Missionaries International is heading to Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia, providing evangelism training for its partners. Bruce Allen with FMI.
These countries are the world's 3 largest Muslim-dominant nations, and sadly, they're also on record for having either widespread persecution or pockets of persecution.
The dangers and the challenges are more reason to share the gospel. And to do so, FMI has a new evangelism tool specially tailored for each culture.
This tool will allow the listener or the recipient, so to speak, the opportunity to say, here's a snapshot of my life right now. And this is what I'm going through. This is where I'd like to be. And it just opens the door up for more significant conversation with the evangelist.
As the days count down, would you pray for the team's safety, the gospel work, and for God's provision? You can learn more about all of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.